pair of tassels, and then had your quilts and blankets thing folded up on the bottom, foot of the bed in the, in the wintertime. In the summertime, you'd put them in your robe that you had for your blankets and quilts and things in there.
You mentioned a pillow case. Did you, a pillow, did you ever remember anything at the head of the bed that was maybe about twice as long as the pillow that goes all the way across the bed?
No, we didn't have those. Those were bolsters or something. I forget what they did.
I've never really seen one of those. Do they make them anymore?
I don't reckon. We always had pillows. Used the feather pillows. My mother kept a bunch of geese just for that purpose, to pick them and get the down and stuff for pillows.
You mentioned quilts and blankets. Can you tell me the difference between the old quilt and a blanket?
Yeah, a blanket is a bulk deal, and a quilt is homemade. They make the top out of scraps of cloth, and then they'll get a bottom for its solids, you know, and they had regular frames, just quilting frames. They'd get a bunch of women sitting around quilting, and they could roll it up, and they'd get the quilt squares all the way down and across the end around, and they'd roll it up on each side. And then they'd quilt, and they'd get just as far as they could, then they'd just go down each side quilting and meet each other. And that was called a quilt. And made then, you can buy quilts now that people handmade, put in store.
Did they ever use any other name for quilt?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear anybody talk about comfort or comforter?
Oh yeah, that's a difference of quilt though.
Can you tell me what comfort is?
Comfort is just some two pieces of cloth and a bunch of cotton batting between, just tacked through to keep it from slipping and balling.
Mm-hmm.
That's a comforter.
And what do you call that last thing you put on the bed, maybe a fancy top cover, you call it?
Yeah, that's your bed.
Mm-hmm. Ever hear anybody call that anything different?
No, bedspreads are out.
Do you have different kinds for the bedspread for the summer and the winter ever?
Yeah, you'd have a lighter spread in the summertime, but then when you got ready to go to bed back then, you know, you didn't have air conditioning, nothing like that. You just open your windows and fold up your spread and lay it in a chair, and then you made your bed up the next morning. Or in the living room, you'd leave it on all the time, you know, and then sometimes you wouldn't put it on in the daytime because somebody would be laying on the bed or something like that, you know. Some people did. Mother never would let us sit on the bed or nothing like that.
And of course, if you didn't have enough beds to go around, you might make something on the floor.
Pile it on the floor.
What do people around here used to call a lot of our worthless things that you're about to throw away? Just a lot of
junk. Mm-hmm. They have a bunch of junk.
Ever hear anybody call that anything different?
No.
What do you call a room that's used to store these kind of odds and ends in?
That's just your junk room.
It's really junk room. And now every day a woman, what does she have to do every morning after washing dishes? Now what does she have to do around the house? She has to
clean the house.
Mm-hmm. Clean the house. And
put the tiles and dust down and everything.
Yes. What's she usually used to sweep with? You call that a
broom?
Yes. Where did people used to keep the broom?
Behind the door, usually, just have they had a broom closet, just set them up in the corner behind the door.
Yeah, we still do keep ours there. And years ago on Monday, women usually did what?
Washing. On Tuesday was Mama's wash day.
Mm-hmm.
She never was the colored people did our washing, but she didn't want to carry out a